5955.
Seven half of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Pitchy, if I turn to the camera, I need to move my microphone around. Those of you who are watching the broadcast at gooddayshow.com, you'll see my first Christmas present. This may be the only. I'll get a few Christmas presents, but not as good as this. Edgar and his wife, Georgette, just gave me this vest.
Edgar, who runs the farm for Doug,
right,
and his
exactly.
wife.
All right, so on this side, you see where it says Good Day. Good Day Show over here on this side.
Yep,
you got a picture of that? Okay. And the other side has the logo for the dairy farm, Easley.
That is very cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
That'll
with the cow and everything.
Yeah,
that would
be very cool.
Very neat. Now, my question would be, why are Edgar and Georgette giving you a Christmas present so early?
Because they want to be the first to give me a Christmas present. They want me to have it while I'm working here for the next couple of weeks before I go to California.
Oh, yeah, because once Christmas comes, you won't be back to the farm until it gets warm again.
Well, I'll be back and forth, but I hope I'm not going to be outside enough to wear this while I'm here. Speaking of the farm, there has been a controversy, and you and I have talked, when I say you and I, we have collectively spent a lot of time on this program discussing the bill before the Senate that's been over the last 15 months up and down for a vote three times has not passed. Senate Bill 510 is of concern to me because I am a family farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm a dairy farmer. Have for those who may be new to the program, don't know that I have a dairy farm, about 400 cows in the suburbs of Boston. I have been around cows all of my life. I am very familiar with the issues that are of concern and ought to be of concern to our country with regard to food safety. We have an abysmal record when it comes to handling problems that have been created by the big food conglomerates. So Senate 510 was introduced as supposedly a panacea to fix the problems that the FDA, which essentially has the authority to do the things that need to be done, but they haven't for whatever the reason. Under the circumstances, the bill that was presented as a way to fix all of the problems really might fix some of them, depending on your interpretation of the bill. But included in the bill was a very problematic concern that most of the small farming industries, the locavore movement, gaining such steam in our country, people became very concerned that the bill would, if passed without a certain attention to amendments, would kill the family farm. I happen to have found that to be the case. There are a lot of things that have come about as a result of this discussion. We've learned a lot. So I've invited David Plunkett, who is the senior staff attorney of the Food Safety Program at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, to talk about this bill. I don't know where he stands on the Tester Amendment. We'll find out. He has been an advocate, and most people who have any common sense are advocates for wanting to have a safe food supply. So we start, Mr. Plunkett, with that which we have in common, that is that we need to better police our food industries. The government doesn't seem to be a very good policing agent, but we don't have other choices, I guess. I mean, they're certainly not going to police themselves, are they?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, USDA. And by the way, Doug, I just wanted to say I'm sorry I can't see your vest.
Well, if you go to DougSteffen.com or you have a computer there, you can you can see it.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
You can check it out, yes. Anyway, excuse me, you were saying.
But what I wanted to say was that, you know, the USDA a number of years ago looked at whether or not market incentives would be enough to control for food safety. And what they found is that because, you know, our food supply is so spread out and it's so hard to track food back to its source, and even if you can, you're not necessarily going to be able to do anything about it, that, you know, the market consequences, they can be severe for a lot of companies when an outbreak occurs, but they don't happen in a way that each company has a good incentive to do a proper job of food safety. So there's always going to be somebody out there that'll, you know, that'll try and scrimp on safety.
Yeah, and the best example of that lately, and actually over the almost 40 years that DeCoster Egg Farms has been in existence, a New England company.
Yeah.
The fellow who runs it is a bad guy. He has bad business practices, and it took this last scare to get his what was under cover, if you will, exposed. But the problem that a lot of people had, Mr. Plunkett, was that the FDA had never been on this guy's farm. They have the authority to go inspect, but they never had. And so when you look at the suggestions that the FDA needs another $1.6 billion to supposedly police better, why would we give them more money if they don't do what they are supposed to be doing now is the question a lot of people have asked. And I think it's a good question, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think it is a good question, but I think it's kind of pointing in the wrong direction. I mean, I'd look back also to Peanut Corporation of America. There you had another situation where a guy was putting profits ahead of safety.
And then Kraft bought them, did they not, and continued to run the place so you found rats, hair, and feces and everything else in their product.
I'm sorry?
Didn't the Kraft buy Peanut Corporation and they...
No, not that I know of. The last I heard was they'd gone out of, you know, they'd gone into bankruptcy.
Oh, okay.
But
well, there's another one, whoever the other peanut giant was that had sort of the same problem.
I don't know anything about that, but the problem was that FDA had inspected them 8 years before the outbreak occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And the company itself, because FDA has, its authority is based on a law that's 70 years old that was designed to deal with a problem that doesn't really, isn't that major a problem anymore. And that was, you know, economic adulteration, where the companies were actually defrauding their customers.
Yeah, I mean, you can find plenty of examples, and I think that's where you've done a good job. I don't know where you stand on the Tester Amendment. People who are listening to this program know we have spent, it's been like a college of farm knowledge here because of my ties to agriculture and fortunately having an audience that's spread around the country in about 400 radio stations. At least I've had, I think, the ability to help people understand this from the perspective of a small farmer, a small producer, who would, if in fact the bill were passed without the amendments, probably have to go out of business because the requirements that were put forth in the bill were so onerous that and the one-size-fits-all doesn't really work for the small farmer. First of all, the small farmer isn't the problem. The problem, for the most part, is these big agribusinesses that we're talking about, Peanut Corporation of America, DeCoster Egg Farms. They're the ones that, because they're so big and out of control, are the reason the business with the lettuce and the spinach, all of these come from these big mega farms. So I wonder what your approach has been or what your feeling has been about the Tester Amendment, which limits the onerous requirements here to the bigger companies.
Yeah, I think I think we would both agree, though, that everybody who's producing food and selling it to the public has a responsibility to, do safety.
Yeah, but the smaller producers have lived up to that responsibility, and the big producers haven't.
The big companies, when they have a problem, they affect a lot of people, and because of the way, we've got a pretty weak system for identifying, who caused the problem, but it works very well if you're selling in a lot of states to a lot of people, because once you get a lot of people sick, you can figure out what was the common food,
right,
and you can find the source. Now, that's not true if you're talking about local.
It's but there haven't been examples. Where is there an example of a local problem that, if you're talking about, I know that because I sell raw milk, that became a big to-do in the discussions here about me having the proper permits to sell raw milk.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, we dealt in a lot of misinformation, stuff that was attributed to a raw milk incident with some Boy Scouts that happened a number of years ago. And the kids just came into the barn, they picked up a ladle that was dirty, and they put it in the milk, which was not raw milk for public consumption. It was raw milk to go to be pasteurized, and they got sick. And that's the most recent, and that was something that was easily explainable and understandable. I use that as an example. There are plenty of other examples, but they sometimes get blown out of proportion.
You know, raw milk is really been turned into a state issue. The federal government, FDA bans the interstate shipment of raw milk, but it allows the states to make their own decisions about raw milk sales within their borders. And, and that's that's a division of labor that I think is going to continue. So this bill is not going to affect that.
No.
Issue.
Well, let me we have to pause for a couple of announcements here, and then we continue on with our discussion. We have David Plunkett with us, who is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He's written a couple of books, including Building a Modern Food Safety System for FDA-Regulated Foods, a white paper that analyzes the federal food safety program and this legislation that is going to be voted on Monday evening for the fourth time, 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Good Day program. David Plunkett is here. We're talking about Senate Bill 510, which comes up for a vote. Are you surprised this has become as political as it has, David?
The basic issue is whether or not families can expect the food that they serve, you know, in the home is going to be safe. And when we say safe, we're talking about from microbial contamination.
Mm. Well, but the
usually is going to occur, you know, that can occur in a number of different places, but a lot of times comes into the home in the package area.
Yeah, the packaging. So if you're using locally grown fresh food from local farms, that sort of thing, not likely to have the same kind of encounter. And I think that's the focus that people who I know who have three times gotten onto this and said, you know, unless you've got a way to fix it so the small farmer is protected, then we don't want it. And there have been big fights and big money behind. I mean, looking at the donations that some of these senators have been given in their campaigns the last time around from some of the big agri-industries, it's really very telling about how important this bill is. 21 after. Hold on, Mr. Plunkett, please.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, Kit, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on food and this Senate bill. This is not a political program, Mr. Plunkett. David Plunkett is here, who's the senior staff attorney of the Food Safety Program, which is administered by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, a Washington think tank and advocacy group. So I don't normally get involved in these sorts of discussions, only that my own interests, if you will, and the interests of people listening to this program who want the ability to have safe food, want to be able to get local food. And so the biggest problem here is the essence of where the line is drawn in the sand. The things that are in the bill that would be required of all producers are so expensive that most people who run a small dairy like I do, or a small butcher shop, or a small farm that produces vegetables on a seasonal basis, would not be able to do what is requested or required here because we don't have the financial resources to do so. And thus, the Tester Amendment exempts the small farmer. And I wonder where you are on that. If we've agreed on everything so far, do we agree on that?
Well, we haven't agreed on everything.
Well, we're not disagreeing and being disagreeable. And I've talked to some people. I've been pretty strident with them. You seem like a pretty reasonable fellow, so we're not having to be.
Yeah, well, I would just point out that safety continues, whether you're a small farmer or big agribusiness. You know, safety continues to be something that ought to be a priority with you. And
it is. It's a priority with me. Well, I have the safest. The state of Massachusetts says that my milk is the safest, best, cleanest milk of any dairy farm in Massachusetts. Well, I do that on my own. I don't need somebody to. I have regulations that I follow that have been in place for a long time in the various New England states where this stuff is done, and I follow the regs.
And the regulations you follow make the food, make your milk.
And I'm inspected. I have people on my farm that come from the state.
You might not do that.
And well, but you know what? At what price do we administer this sort of thing in order to make? I mean, there are some people who would say that they'd rather opt out for the occasional problem with food or anything else. And sort of risk it, if that's the word, rather than go through all the onerous stuff or risk losing this important part of Americana, the small family farm. And you can't, you cannot promise me by enacting 510 without Tester that we're going to be able to do that. You can't promise that.
Well, let's go ahead and put Tester to the side. You may know that over the weekend, the senators who are sponsoring this bill reach an agreement, and Tester is going to be a part of the bill.
Yeah, there aren't they?
And
the
so
manager
the will be there for anybody that, you know, if you're a very small business, you will be exempt by, you know, just by the fact that you just don't do that much food
right.
that you're selling in the conference.
It's a, and is the tester it part of the manager's bill so that it gets voted on all at once, or is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all
yeah,
part of the one
on
vote.
The bill passes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, actually, the small guys, the small farmers and the small processors ought to be pretty happy with this bill
mm-hmm.
because it does set up a, you know, set up a situation where as they're growing, you know, they're going to be under, you know, different rules. They'll be under the state regulations, or they would be under a modified, in the case of a processor, a modified requirement to make priority, you know, to prioritize safety.
But what about there's some people
the scale of their business?
There are some folks early on who said that this bill, if it were passed in the way it's called the Food Safety Modernization Act, it would
uh-huh.
outlaw gardening and saving of seeds. That's part of what.
Oh yeah, well that was that was some wild rumors that got started. Oh, back
was
really
taken
with the bill
was taken out
and,
of the bill.
It just continues to. You know, to get bounced around the internet, and they change the bill number to whatever bill is being debated.
Mm-hmm.
But there has never been anything in any of the bills that would have affected things like seed, you know, saving seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
So the most important part of it is protecting the food supply, and we're not going to argue
yeah.
about that.
Yeah,
what do you think is the most controversial part of this that may still question whether it gets passed or not, now that the Tester Amendment is in there? What's the biggest problem the bill
well,
has?
Well, actually, Tester has become the most controversial, because a lot of the big ag groups have said, well, you know, we've got to compete with these guys, but they don't have to do safety.
Well, but you know, that's
an outrage.
I will tell you
the price for that.
As a family farmer, the guys that came, the Dean Swieza contingent, which owns one of the big bottling milk bottling plants around here, did everything
uh-huh.
they could to keep me from getting my permit to sell raw milk. They're trying to keep the little guy because they're growing everywhere because people are not satisfied with the quality of the stuff that's coming from the big farms. That's why they want. That's what the local vore movement is all about.
Yeah, well, you were just asking, what is the big controversy? And I think that's probably the only one that's left.
Yeah.
Because, the Senate has done a lot. You may know they, before they did Tester, they had adopted a provision that Senator Sanders had wanted
Vermont.
To protect the organic farmers up in,
right.
you know, up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And the bill already had a number of provisions. Everybody talks about it being a one size fits all, and the bill has really never done that.
All right, we're out of time. I appreciate you being here, Mr. Plunkett. Thank you very much for your expertise.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix wants out of the DVD by mail business, so now it's offering a web-only streaming plan for $7.99 a month. And they've raised the price of their traditional DVD by mail plan. The end of an era is near. In other news, Amazon has released a new iPhone app that offers to help shoppers find the best prices on products both online and offline this holiday season. There are lots of ways to check prices. Snap a picture of a barcode, type in the product name, or speak the name of the product. Once you find the best price, you can go ahead and make your purchase, even if it's not on Amazon. Nice. And finally, a new study in the Netherlands suggests that Wi-Fi radiation is harmful to trees. Over 70% of urban trees in the Netherlands show damage, compared to 10% just 5 years before. Does Wi-Fi radiation affect people? Not so far. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Six now.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Now 33 and change after the hour as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues with a focus in part in this hour on the Senate Bill 510, which was voted out of cloture. If you don't know what that means, that conversation we had a few minutes ago with that gentleman, one of the things that I didn't point out, and I probably should have upon reflection, looking at some of the information that has come, many of you have, as one of my listeners suggested, when waxing philosophical back to when they were young, having raw milk at a dairy farm in the family in later years. Actually, this person was in the service, had raw milk, because when you're overseas, you are often subject to the mores, the standards, the customs of the communities in which you serve. And raw milk is served pretty much around the world everywhere freely except here. And you remember the horse-drawn cart, some of you, the milkman who was in the Divco milk truck. He didn't deliver raw milk necessarily, but a lot of us had and see today as part of this whole locavore movement the fight, and it is a fight, to maintain a growing demand for locally grown food. And you hear this frequently because I am a dairy farmer. For those of you who are new to the program, I don't want to ever leave anybody out in these conversations. But this isn't about me. This is about you and how you may lose your right to grow your own food, to enjoy the food that you perhaps can get at a local produce stand, the farmer's market, or whatever it is. And the thing that bothers me is that we trust, or we want to trust, the people that we've elected, and you can't trust them. You look at the people who have been influenced by the big money, and I've gone through these numbers a number of times here on this program, the hundreds of thousands of dollars given by these big agribusinesses to the various people that sit on these committees that report out on the bills. And Senate 510 is so onerous, and yet so many people say to me, well, why is there so much support? It's like babies. Are you going to say, I don't think we should have any more babies in America, right? It'd be tantamount to that. You can't fight against food safety and ought not to. I'm not fighting against food safety. What I'm fighting for is your ability to choose what you want to eat. And the Food Safety Modernization Act has been called the most dangerous bill in the history of the United States by many people who are a lot more connected than I am to the food chain. The food chain that allows you to choose. This bill gives the government such power, such authority over your right to grow or trade or transport food. You talk about Big Brother. Regulate the tomato plants in your backyard. People say, oh, no, that's not in the bill. Well, show me where it's been taken out. It would grant the FDA the power to arrest and imprison people selling cucumbers at farmers markets if they bring them across state lines. It would criminalize the transporting of organic produce if you don't comply with the authoritarian rules of the federal government. It is the most offensive authority that I have seen in a long time, certainly since the Patriot Act. Consumption of food products of your choice, they are eliminated. It's unconstitutional and contrary to natural law, says Dr. Deepak Chopra. Don't believe me. And it is, the reason I'm against it is because it creates such an unnecessary and unreasonable paperwork burden on people like me who have small farms. And that's what the big guys want. They want to drive the small guys out. You can read more about this bill at the Food Freedom blog on WordPress/foodfreedom. WordPress.com/foodfreedom. Clay, you might want to go to that and post it on DougStevin.com. If you don't take some action, yesterday we were thinking the bill was going to be voted on. A lot of people called the senators. Call your senator. Call your congressman. No, the Congress has already passed it. Call your senator.
Congress passed this already?
Congress already passed this last year. Now the House has. The Senate has not. It's been up and down three times. This is a fourth time in the Senate because it's a mess.
Were they supposed to vote on it yesterday?
Yes, but they didn't. They only voted to bring it up to the floor today for a vote. It is sick, Roberta. It is sick, 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 sick. And I've just seen the first coverage by CNN, and the whole time this thing has been up came this morning. But the coverage, I love this. Here's how they, at CNN, describe the bill. This is really where bad reporting comes in. This is how, or maybe these people are just so under the influence of the big businesses, the big agribusinesses, that they see this as the way to report it. The Senate vote to end debate took place. The people in the corner offices, if you will, of the big food companies are not happy because it's taken a long time to get this out. And there are still things in there that help the small farmers. But some of the food safety advocates, like the guy who was on me in the last half hour, say that this doesn't go far enough because of all the recalls. And I say, show me where one product that has been grown on a small farm has affected people the way that requires the onerous record keeping that these people want those of us who are in business to do this sort of thing. You want us to spend $140,000? We can't. We don't have it to spend to put these things in place. It was 500 million eggs produced by the biggest egg producer in the country that was responsible for the salmonella outbreak.
That's what I was going to ask. Aren't all these outbreaks traced back to the big producers?
Yes.
It's not the small farmers.
No.
It's the big producers.
Yes. And they want to have, this is a one-size-fits-all bill, and Senator Harkin says, oh, we'll pass this bill and then we'll fix it later. I don't think there is a later.
Well, there's this one, and then there's that new 1099 requirement that you guys are going to have.
That was
small
supposed
businesses
to be
small farmers
interesting.
Gonna,
that's being taken
right?
up with this bill.
It's been
that's
taken
being
up
taken
with
up
this bill.
With this bill, the 1099 requirement, for those of
which
you who don't know
nuts.
What Roberta's talking about, as part of the wonderful all-encompassing health care bill that was passed, and nobody read the bill, so that's why they were caught with their pants down. After the bill was passed, somebody in Congress said, do you know that there is a requirement in this bill that makes everybody who spends more than $600, no matter what it's for,
right,
required would be a 1099. Let's say you
so
go to Sears.
So we'd all be small businesses, basically.
No, no. Go to Sears and buy a refrigerator for $800. You got to give Sears a 1099. Hmm. You as the buyer.
As the buyer.
They
exactly.
have to supply you with the forms. You fill them out, and it says that you spend $800 at Sears. That's what this is.
The paperwork requirement
nuts.
Is nuts. It's
They're
absolutely
crazy.
Nuts.
This country has gone nuts.
The only people who are going to make money on this are accountants.
That's right. It is the whole thing is falling apart before
nightmare.
Our very eyes. And they keep banging away.
A little bit more control, a little bit more control.
Right. And you lose a little bit more freedom every day. So do yourself a favor. Call your senators. There's two of them in your state. Call both their offices. They have state office numbers and they have Washington numbers.
And there also is a new bill. It's part of when the Bush tax cuts expire. That will raise the taxes on dividends that you may get.
Yeah.
From it could raise them over 150%. Right now it's 15%. Yeah. Could raise it to 35-40%, which would really affect people, especially elderly or people who are relying on dividends for part of their income.
This country has so gone to hell because you voted for that guy, and now you're realizing.
I don't know if it's that guy specifically.
It's too much of that philosophy. And the old expression, we get too soon old and too late smart. Mm-hmm. You vote your...
Sounds like Yoda.
...experience. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the editorials that were written by some of the newspapers around the country, the Sacramento Bee, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, New York Times, USA Today, all advocating for this bill. The bill, in and of itself, is sweet, swell, good. Take the people to task that are creating the problem. It doesn't deal really well with foreign food brought into the country, and it basically chases the small producers out. That's really the story. But here, Roberta, I'm reading from the Atlantic the overview of what was going to go on last night. At 6:30, the Senate voted on cloture. Post-cloture was to take up an agreement for an hour to discuss the 1099 motions. There are at least four different motions in the Senate to remove the 1099 forms, the repeal on the tax burden of small business is what it's called. But to Senators Coburn, Johans, Baucus all have introduced moves. But there's also a ton of earmarks in this bill as well, which may be the reason to signal its defeat. It has nothing to do mm-hmm. with the quality of, and if they pass it with all the earmarks, when the other groups get a hold of all this, they're going to go bloody wild because everybody's agreed to eliminate earmarks.
Mm-hmm.
And this bill is loaded with them.
What are some of the earmarks, do we know?
Say again?
What are some of the earmarks, do we know?
Mostly they are for farm states, farm sorts of benefits, farm mm-hmm. bill type things that'll help produce in the big farm areas, much as I can tell. It's incredible how this thing has gotten bastardized.
What do they have against the small farmers?
Well,
I don't get it.
Guy, because the small farmer is coming back. The small farmer, the increase in produce grown and sold on the farm went up 11% this past year. People want to know. They know there's a problem with the food supply, so they want to get to the root of the problem. They want local. They want to see where it's grown. They want to go to the farm. Mm-hmm. They come to they're coming by the dozens now to my farm to watch the cows get milked.
Yeah.
And to go see the cows. The other guy up the street, they come walk his farm. They can pick the tomatoes. They can pick the strawberries. They can pick the raspberries. They can pick the squash. They can see mm-hmm. how it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys that run these big supermarket chains that are connected to Big Ag, they don't like it. They're losing business.
On the other hand, you've got places like Whole Foods where they're actually labeling produce that is local.
Right.
And the farm that it comes from.
Well, but they still are, they don't like the competition. They'd rather have a local guy grow the stuff and sell it to them at wholesale so they can sell it at retail rather than having the guy on the farm selling it at retail.
Well, sometimes it's not, I mean, if you're in New York City, you can't drive two hours
that's
to
true.
A farm.
But that's,
it's
that's
not practical.
Different than the people who are expressing their feelings for the local mm-hmm. movement in agriculture to grow these things and have people with choice in mind. That's really what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
You being able to choose what you want to eat. And by the way, if you want to choose to buy your food at the fast food store, that's great. You should have the right to do that.
That's the whole thing. Why are they targeting small farmers who are actually growing food as opposed to the fast food stuff, which is not food?
The small farmer has the control over all of this stuff going on. You know, it's...
The small farmer, it's his livelihood. If he doesn't do it right, he goes out of business.
I'm looking up at the television right now, and one of the morning shows, the story right now is the cost of food rising at the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Right. They want
quality
more.
Costs, unfortunately.
The reason that they want control is because they make more money. The supermarket business is a terrific cash business. Unbelievable amounts of cash. And you have no idea. This is a good question to ask Phil, frankly. All right, let's see. Roberta, we need to get some Queen of Cheap information.
That we do.
From you. So let's do that quickly as time is fleeting here, and I've spent a lot of time on this hour, but hopefully people
She's
will take
the
heed.
Queen of Cheap, the diva of
Tokyo. Oh, and now we need to get TV in, too, Doug.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Discounts slowed since Black Friday, Roberta. It appears there aren't as many discounts around now as there were over the weekend.
Well, that's true. Well, yesterday was a huge day for discounts. Cyber Monday.
Online.
Online. Incredible.
Right.
Now, what we've got today, if you've spent all your money the last couple of days, but you still need to eat, speaking of food, we've got some coupons for you. We have Chili's has a new coupon every day through December 24th. We have the link for you. Also, Whataburger, starting today, is doing once again their 12 days of freebies and coupons. We've got CVS, a 20% off shopping pass for you. It's good for just about everything in the store except for sales stuff. Bath and Body Works, we have the purchase code for you for $10 off a $10 purchase, so it's basically free. And, we've got all the Oprah codes for their 12-day holiday giveaway started actually yesterday. And there are secret codes that you go to the Oprah site, you enter it, and you have the her favorite things that she's giving away to people. We have the code for each day through December 10th. So go on the DougStephan.com website, and you can enter with the secret codes.
All right, Jennifer, give us one hot story from television before we run out of time.
Barbara Walters has named her Most Interesting People of the Year.
Most fascinating.
Ooh.
Most fascinating
people. Is Doug on
people.
That?
Right.
Who is it, Roberta?
Is Doug on that?
Doug just missed the list, but Justin Bieber beat him out. Yeah. Sandra Bullock, LeBron James, Sarah Palin, and the cast of Jersey Shore is there. Also,
who's
Jennifer
Kate
Lopez.
Kate Middleton?
Hmm?
I see Kate Middleton on there.
Kate Middleton's there.
Who's she?
That's the one that's marrying Prince.
William. Okay, yeah. Betty White has to be on the list.
Betty White is there. General David Petraeus is there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a fun list. Very eclectic.
What is that show on?
That show will air December 9th.
All right, next week.
Yes.
It's the 10 before the hour on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
51 minutes after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
32.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Looking at all of the headlines, WikiLeaks here and WikiLeaks there. Here a wiki, there a wiki, everywhere a wiki, wiki. These guys are crazy, too. There's nothing. Who cares? It makes no difference whatsoever, except for the people that are so ingrained in the system that they have to cover the butts of those who are their like in some other country. It's all a big, it's a joke. It really is. That's kind of funny. Really. And I have a lot of respect for Hillary Clinton, and she's doing what she has to do. Oh, we condemn these leaks. This is terrible. It's actually fairly amusing to look at all this stuff, and I don't guess anybody's going to get much hurt. I'm looking at what Roberta was talking about, some of these deals. I noticed yesterday when I was scoping some of this stuff out, Roberta,
yeah,
how AOL, the consumer advisor there, sent people out to buy on Cyber Monday the best things, excuse me, and to avoid some of the scams. Apparently there are a number of scams that
of
have come from those who, especially who are buying big ticket items like a television, a laptop, some jewelry, that sort of thing, because you can buy some really bad stuff jewelry-wise, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Run into them.
Oh, yeah.
A real problem. So how
only
do you
buy
ensure
from reputable dealers?
If mm-hmm. you go to the people who have retail stores, are you sure of getting good stuff?
Well, it depends on the retail store. You know, if it's, you know, a little.
Can you
shop
buy televisions from Best Buy online?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You can.
Absolutely.
Richie doesn't sound like he would, though.
Well, if I knew exactly what I wanted and they had it and it was the best price, but mm-hmm. The last three TVs I have bought have been from the local chain. Where I walk in, and this guy knows his TVs inside
yeah,
and
shows
out.
Shows you the differences.
He
right.
knows, hey, man. And that's when I want to buy a TV where I really want something that it makes a difference. But if I'm just looking for something to just plop on the kitchen counter, you know, whatever, yeah,
I just saw a 32-inch for, I don't know, what was it, $304. If you want something yeah. to throw in the basement in the kids, you know, playroom,
right.
then who cares?
Right,
you know,
right. But I will tell you that when you go to these locals, here it's the big screen store, and it's
the same as local food, Richie. Price buy it. From the local retailer that you know and is going to stand behind what it is
I
that you're buying.
I just did the same thing with my new cooktop and my new, what was it, dishwasher. I bought it from the local chain, you know, where they have 30, 40 stores in the Washington metropolitan, the, you know, the whole Delmarva area.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. It's not like when you walk into Sears and you go back a month later and your salesman that you dealt with is no longer there.
Mm-hmm. All right, be careful in a moment. Some tips on how to avoid the lookalike sites that you may be running into as people look for more discounts. We have Black Friday. We have Cyber Monday. And Shopping Tuesday, it's 4 before the hour on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Okay, if you go to a site, for example, Roberta, The Gap. Mm-hmm. The Gap is The Gap. Pretty
right.
much safe. But if you go to somebody that represents themselves as being legit, and they ask you for a lot of email confirmations about things, before we ship you your purchased item, we need to confirm a couple of things. And they want Social Security numbers and that kind of stuff. Your credit
card. You never give your Social Security number to anybody.
Legitimate companies are never going to ask you for your Social Security number.
Never, ever, ever.
You've already given them your credit card information. So they ask you to reconfirm. Delete. Do not. Okay? Helpful word to the wise, hopefully is sufficient from your friends on the Good Day program.